Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around. We are about to listen to the Scarface Tubby Show. Yay! How exciting! Listener discretion is advised.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, 4. We are officially recording.
Check, check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Are we good?
What kind of muffins are those, player?
You want to try one?
Hell yeah, I do. They got chocolate chips in them?
Nope.
That's okay. That's okay. Check, check, check. Say what?
Cinnamon. Cinnamon sugar.
Nice.
Like, you know, like the... Oh, yeah, there's meat in them.
Oh, my God. Delish.
You hear me?
Say what?
There's weed in them.
Are they really weed in them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great. That's cool. I'm with it. Everybody talk in the mic real quick. Just make sure it's picking up levels.
You can talk about it.
Nice music. Yeah.
Rick, you want a muffin?
No.
Check.
Yeah.
Yo, when Tebby starts losing it halfway through, falling asleep.
Do a little sound check real quick. A little audio check on the music. Mr. Sean Hemp just put me onto this song. This is called Sad Bitch by some girl named Clip. She's fucking hot. She's like a gothic black chick. This is another episode of the Scarface Tubby Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy. I got Sean Hemp with me. I got Mr. Ray Vaughn with me. The almighty Rick Beal. This is my annual year-end Scarface Tubby Show Awards list review, end of the year thingamajig.
Can you turn me up?
Say again.
The headphones? Can you turn me up?
Rick said turn me up.
Turn the headphones up a little
bit. Yeah.
Does that sound better?
Yeah. Is this on? Can you hear me, man?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, bro, we can hear you.
Let me turn your mic up there.
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
No.
Not at all?
Check. Okay.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah.
I'll turn your mic up.
Yes, stay with your chest.
Yeah, bro.
Hello, wax.
Damn, dog, and you almost fucked the mic up.
Yeah, and you can adjust that however you want, Rick. You can adjust the mic, you can change the mic, you can whatever makes you both. Oh, y'all, just get comfy, man.
Scarface Tubby.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, reporting to you live from the War Room in Anchorage, Alaska. It's your motherfucking boy. And this is our end of the year Scarface Tubby Show list conversation podcast thingamajig. It's yours truly, Sean Hemp, Ray Vaughn, Rick Beal. We did this last year. It was me, Sean Hemp. Who was with us last year? Johnny Kohler? Johnny Kohler's in Las Vegas right now.
I don't remember.
Don't worry, Johnny Kohler. I'll be with you soon. I'm getting on a plane in less than 48 hours. I'm ready.
He's coming for you.
Gonna go on a sick one for 3 days. So this is today's date, December 28th. You at home listening, we'll be hearing this probably the first week of January. I've still got my artist making the rollout, the fucking flyers and all that shit. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna get stoned, we're gonna chit chat, we're gonna listen to what are we doing? We are doing
Great. Let me get one.
Death Race for Love by Juice WRLD. We're gonna listen to that. And we're gonna talk about 2023, everything music, particularly hip hop. Let's just get right to it, boys. Before we get into this album, before I read the Wikipedia, I would just like to know right out the gate, what was your guys' lists for favorite rap albums of the year? I told you guys pick 3 to 5. I've got 5. I'd like to hear what you guys picked. Well, actually, before we go down the list, Mr. Beal, we talked about this before we started recording. It felt kind of like a dry year this year, musically, right? I feel like every year when I do this list, I feel like I have this issue where I'm like, man, there's so much to choose from. I want to make sure I'm picking the right songs, the right albums. I feel like this year, I kind of really had to dig deep to come up with to finish out some of these lists. Mm-hmm. And Ray Vaughn kind of said it best earlier too. I feel like there was a lot that came out by a select few. So I feel like it wasn't, I don't know. It just didn't feel like there was so much to choose from like there typically is. Who would like to go first and share that what their favorite rap album of 2023 is?
Oh, favorite or top?
Top rap album of the year. And I guess we should discuss that as well.
Oh, rap?
Top or, right now we're going to do rap.
I think Rick's going to go first.
No, I'm not going first.
I'll go first since you guys are all a bunch of fucking pansies. Thanks. I thought Michael by Killer Mike. is probably, again, we're going back to the initial discussion. I feel like there wasn't a lot of like standout, amazing rap albums.
Someone come with their dad.
I think Killer Mike's Michael was good. I also have on the list Magic 3 by Nas, once again showing my age. The third one, I don't know if anybody's got this on their list, but I really enjoyed The Course of the Inevitable 3 by Lloyd Banks. It was a, you know, it's a fucking New York rap album, but for those that are into that style, it was really, really good. I got five on here. I got Michael, Killer Mike. I got Magic 3, Nas. Course of the Inevitable 3, Lloyd Banks. The next one, They Spit on Jesus by El Camino. A lot of people might not know who El Camino is, but he's with BSF, and that album is solid to me. And then rounding it out, I've got Too Good to Be True, Rick Ross, Meek Mill. I actually really liked it. When I first heard the album, I thought it was okay, but the more I listen to it, the more I like it. That's my list of my five favorite rap albums of the year. Rick Beal, tell me yours.
Damn. So I got Utopia.
Okay. That was close to be on. That was close to being on my list as well.
For All the Dogs.
Okay.
Business is Business.
Business is Business from Thug?
Yeah.
You like that project?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But like the cover too, is, to me it was really cool.
Cover was really good. Yeah. Yep. I thought they kind of rushed that project though.
Yeah. Well, the cover is what brought me in.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Ray Vaughn, notable photographer, videographer, man who's very, very tapped into the scene, both here locally and mainstream in the world, around the world. What were your favorite rap albums this year, sir?
I got For All the Dogs, Drake.
Okay.
I got Boy Meets World by Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
I got, what is that, Utopia, Travis.
Okay.
I got the Metro Boomin Spider-Man soundtrack.
I heard it was really good. I didn't listen to it, but I heard it's good.
Crazy work.
Okay.
And then Santiago Russ.
Okay. Good picks, sir. Mr. Sean Hemp, Mr. Barely Blunt himself. Your favorite rap albums this year?
Man.
These muffins are great.
Yeah, you're going to be high as shit here in a minute.
Let me get the album ready.
So, I think, first of all, I think Drake's a no-brainer. The more you listen to it, kind of grows on you.
Yep.
That Bia album, Really Her.
Say that one more time.
Bia, okay. Really Her. Y'all are sleeping. Shit's got bangers on there.
You've been championing her for a while now. She's good. Very beautiful. She's on one of my lists, too.
There might be some favoritism here, but I really fuck with Ice Pack again with DC and fucking Cypress.
Okay.
That's just got all
I actually, mind. To be honest, I almost had, for the very first time, I almost had Alaskan Rappers on my album of the year list. I almost put Off the Grid 2.5 on there. But then I felt like, so I was like, dude, you're just looking like a blatant Duckman dick rider at this point. You gotta awesome. Stop. Really good album. But yeah, no, Ice Pack again, solid project. I like that song.
For Motivational Use Only, Volume 1 by Currency. Slappers. Yes. And then Bars Mitzvah by BLP Kosher. Water.
I knew that was going to be on there. This is going to be a great episode. We're going to go down a shitload of lists, ladies and gentlemen. We are also going to listen to, I believe it's the Sophomore Project by Juice WRLD. Death Race for Love is the second studio album by American rapper and singer Juice WRLD, and it is the last to be released during his lifetime. It was released on March 8th, 2019. The album's artwork and title are inspired by the Twisted Metal video game series. Did you know that, Rick Beal?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Twisted Metal?
He also has a music video that's like it's pretty much half of it's a video game.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, it's really dope.
You are a notable Juice WRLD fan, correct?
Yes.
You and me were talking before we started doing the show. I could have swore that we did Goodbye Good Riddance, but apparently we did not.
You've at least posted it on your IG with your logo, the face, over it. But I'm not sure if y'all were just talking about it or what was going on.
That's like those fucking, what is that shit called?
The Mandela effect.
Yes. Yeah, literally, bro. Like me and him just scroll down the fucking website trying to find it. It does not show that we've done it, but I feel like we did too. Yeah. We might have to go back and do that one. Okay, so you're a big Juice WRLD fan. Which project do you like better, this one or his first project?
His first one I like, and then the last one that just came out with Fighting Demons.
Okay.
Yeah, and then... the one with Burn, I really like also, just because there's multiple songs that are just like insane. And right. then the videos are like on a different level compared to normal videos. Like they have this guy, I can't remember his name right now, but he does a lot of his videos and they're like movies.
Juice WRLD seemed, it, you know, you kind of like, you're into the younger demographic music, right? And I feel like with the younger crowd, Juice WRLD's very regarded and respected. What is it about Juice what is it about Juice WRLD that makes him so special?
It's just everything. Like he could freestyle for hours. I think it might have been this one or the next album. He did it in like 3-4 days or something like that.
Right, right. I heard his work ethic was crazy.
Yeah, like, and like he could just come up with songs in a freestyle. Verse, hook, verse, hook.
Yeah, well, he's got like a 40-minute freestyle with Flex or on one of those. There's a YouTube where he's like freestyle for like 40 fucking minutes.
Tim Westwood. But yeah. The one you're talking about was only Eminem instrumentals. He's got another one
right.
with a whole bunch of other instrumentals that's over an hour.
Yeah, yeah. He'd just be freestyling his fucking ass off. Oh, yeah. Damn, that's crazy. The production on the album is handled by multiple producers, including his boy Nick Mira, Boy Wanda, Hit Boy, No ID, Frank Dukes, and Tommy Brown, among others. The album features guest appearances from Brent Faiyaz, Russian, Clever, and Young Thug. Shout out to Clever. Fucking Sean Hemp put me on him, amongst others. The bonus track edition adds an appearance from Youngboy, Never Broke Again. And the album, the bonus track edition features the 2019 single Bandit.
This album
was recorded between 2019. The running length is 72 minutes, 4 seconds. We're going to vaguely listen to this album while talking about 2023.
We're going to listen to it.
Appreciate everybody for listening. This is the first song.
During fucking Flaws and Sins, so I'm going to lose it.
They're about to hear the D Guapo episode and the Flow Lounge episode where I am blatantly drunk. So we're going to be a little bit more mellow on this episode. I got to have balance. I can't just give motherfuckers chaos after chaos. I got to show a little bit of fucking maturity and professionalism. This is the first song off this album. This is called Empty.
Scarface Tubby.
How was your 2023, Rick Beal? Was it good? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate your year overall?
8.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I spent a lot of it with Brother Buffalo touring the state.
Right.
Went to Austin, not Texas. Sean, no,
not me. Say what?
Said just Brother Buffalo.
Oh yeah. Shout out DJ Sean Hemp. DJ Sean Hemp, Six Star, was there for a lot of it. And then went to South by Southwest with Bucks. That was amazing. Saw Kendrick live. Saw Banco Hayden.
Oh yeah,
live.
You had quite an eventful year.
Yeah.
He didn't come with us to South by Southwest.
No, I didn't. Bucks had already bought my tickets and everything. So.
Shout out to Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stayed pretty busy this year.
Yeah, yeah. And it was fun. You know, like I went to a lot of new places that I've never been to. And like Juneau especially was one of my favorite spots. And,
hell yeah.
So yeah, it was really dope.
Mr. Ray Vaughn, 2023 was a busy year for you, sir. You were very active. I wanted to ask you, out of all the events that you shot in 2023, what was your favorite event to shoot?
Probably back in August when I got to go to LaRussell's backyard show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's probably a highlight of your year for sure.
Just immaculate.
So if you don't mind, can you explain to us how that happened?
You just went
and copped a ticket?
So he does that whole like pay what you want.
Yep.
You bid on his stuff. So I literally just went on to the site when they announced the tickets. I was like, I'll give you $100 to go to the show.
Right.
And they accepted it.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's a crazy ticket.
VIP, yeah, yeah.
Meet and greet. I got to meet him, his mom, his dad, like hang out in his house, basically.
Right.
Food trucks, drinks, all of it.
That's crazy. What he's doing is fucking dope.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And his whole team is doing it
too. Yep. Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. You know what? I've got fucking, we've got our list fucking, did I even put the fucking rookie of the year? But he definitely needs to be on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Sexy Red. He definitely needs to be put on there instead of her.
That's
what I'm saying.
I didn't put him on my list because I got onto him during the
pandemic. He's definitely, for sure. He's been around for quite a while doing his thing, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, valid point. Well, let's get to this next category, gentlemen. I want to ask you guys.
Damn, how was my year, Tubby?
How was it? How was it? Tell us.
My year is all right, you know. It's good. And then some motherfuckers changed up on me and switched up on me, which was, you know, it's kind of weird, but whatever. We out here.
Damn.
Out of the cannabis industry.
Finally. You know what? I would like to say that I intentionally didn't ask him because I was like, my man's going to start airing hella motherfuckers out. I was like, oh, I'm glad you told me I had a shitty year. Fuck these motherfuckers out.
last 3 months have been shit, but you know, we're back up.
Yeah. For sure.
Doing our shit.
Hell yeah. But, minor setback for a major comeback.
No, we're not going to air anybody out just yet. That's for another episode.
What was, okay, so you're a guy who threw quite a bit of events this year. What was your highlight out of 2023? You were part of Sundown. You've thrown several North by Northwest. You've done South by. What was your favorite thing that you did this year?
This motherfucker over here, bro. Oh, my favorite event. It's probably South by Southwest just because, like, there was no one from Alaska besides, like, the artist that helped me put that shit together.
Right.
There's no one telling me what I could and couldn't do, this, that, and the third. You know, it's pretty much like, here's your guidelines, here are the rules for the venue, and yeah, the night's yours.
So, hell yeah.
No, that was probably the dopest.
Out of all that you've done, you did 6 North by Northwest so far. Which one has been your favorite?
Either the last one or the one right after Thanksgiving. Any of the last two were pretty dope. Just seems like it's been the most packed out that it's been.
Yeah, yeah. That last one was really fun.
Yeah, and the crowd interaction was fucking amazing.
Yep,
yeah.
For sure. And I think if he just continues, it's just going to keep building up. It's going to keep building.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, like for me, for instance, when I started like going out downtown and shit, like people are like, oh, going to Vans. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not going to Vans. Like, yeah. No.
Right.
And now it's like okay, like let's go to Vans. Like, it's kind of got like a different meaning behind it as to where, like.
Yep, for sure. For sure. Motherfuckers owe you a bonus, buddy.
Shit. Vans is actually pretty good about, like, paying me a little bit extra when the bar does really good, so I can't complain there.
Just record it's called Maze. Yeah, I don't remember any of these.
That's like a fucking dinger.
Yeah, this is my shit.
Hey. Rick Beal, what was some of your favorite R&B albums of 2023?
Ooh.
Let me see. Matia, fucking Tizo Touchdown. Sorry, Rick.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Sean Hemp just said, fuck you. Yeah. Here's my list. Yeah. Tizo Touchdown.
Matia, I think that's how you say your name.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, the girl you put me on to. Yep. Yeah,
those are probably my top two. My phone's got a bunch of weed on it right now, so I'll get my others when I get my weed off my phone.
But damn.
Those are probably the top two that I just remember off my top, off rip.
We have the same two, but they're flipped.
Okay.
What was the question? Oh, you got Matia?
Yeah, but I got Tizo first.
My top three.
Matia?
I don't listen to a whole lot of
R&B album of the year.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. My number one, Chris Brown, 11/11. Fucking love that album. A lot of people apparently didn't like it. I loved it.
What's next, Tory Lanez?
Next one, Lovesick by Don Toliver. I know. I guess he's like rap, but I kind of look at him more like a singy type, but I really like the Lovesick project. I put that in the R&B category. And I really loved fucking the Love album, the Diddy album. It was really good.
Bro.
He put that shit out at the perfect time. Right before all the bullshit happened, dude.
Ooh. Dog.
He might be on my fucking biggest losers of the year list, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll get to that category.
Bro, might be.
Rayvon, what are your favorite R&B albums this year, buddy? Bring the mic a little bit closer to you.
Since I Have a Lover by Black.
Okay.
Oh,
I forgot about that project.
Private Suite 4, Yali.
Okay.
And then BJ the Chicago Kid, Gravy.
Holy shit, did BJ the Chicago Kid put out a project this year? I didn't even know about that. I like BJ the Chicago Kid too.
Yeah, I found out on the pod, on Joe's pod.
Right. Damn. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that one. Shit, okay. Next category, favorite rappers of 2023. List 3 to 5. This record right here is called He Motions.
BLP Kosher.
Okay.
Future.
Okay.
Drake.
Wait, you said Future? Yeah. Was Future active in 2023?
I feel like when he was doing features and shit.
Yeah. I guess he did quite a few features, yeah.
Do me off, Tubby.
So you said PB Kosher, PLB Kosher, or whatever the fuck his name is.
PBS Kosher.
Peanut Butter Kosher. Who did you say? Who else did you say? Drake?
Yeah, Future.
Future?
Anicia.
Okay. Anicia, girl that he just put us on before the show.
Yep.
Damn, that's crazy.
What did I put for my last one?
You only get one.
I don't, I'm going to come back to the last one.
Rick Beal.
Yeah.
List me your favorite rappers 2023. 3 to 5.
I got Central C.
Get the fuck out of my house, dude.
Shut up, dude.
That's what I'm talking about, mate.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother.
Okay, Central C.
It's a good beat, bruv.
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Ray Vaughn, favorite rappers 2023, sir?
I got J. Cole.
Okay.
Benny.
Okay.
ESTG.
Okay.
Drake.
Nice.
Lil Russell.
Okay. Yours truly, Nas, Killer Mike, Drake, Kamaya, Lloyd Banks. Those are my favorite rappers this year. Not a lot to choose from. I mean, there, like I said, there's a lot of things out there. But for me, I'm like, what did I listen to a lot? Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of people that I went back to a lot. Those five were the ones that stuck out to me. Let's go to this one. You guys kind of already answered this one. I asked, you know, R&B albums of the year. This is favorite singers of 2023. I only came up with three. It's pretty blatant, pretty obvious. Chris Brown, SZA. And my man Usher came back pretty hard this year, and I liked everything that he did. That Good Good song is one of my favorite songs of 2023. Those are my favorite singers of 2023. You guys kind of listed yours, right? Tizo Touchdown. Who'd you say was the other ones?
Matia.
Who? Oh, Matia. Yep. Who's some other good singers that came with that was this year? Summer didn't do a lot of shit this year. I like Summer Walker, but I don't think she did a lot this year.
Does My Country Guy count?
You know what? What the fuck? What was his name?
Anella Hearum.
Man. He just played some country hip-hop shit earlier. And you know what? I guess I could throw him on the list at the very last minute. But the young homie Four Bats, that's been fucking killing shit with that fucking song and a couple other songs, he's really dope. But like literally, I just found out about him like a week ago. But yeah, Singers of the Year 2023. This record right here is called Demons, featuring that boy Brent. Speaking of North by Northwest, let's get a little fucking talk a little side topic here. Let's talk about the recap. We just had North by Northwest 6 this last weekend. Like Chris said, it was a pretty good turnout, a fucking fun night, a lot of acts.
Let's talk. Those are lit, bro.
Let's talk about some of these performances. You guys had a guy on there by the name of what was Shinji's boy?
Balin.
Balin be turning.
Hey, Balin. Yeah, hey, Balin. When I first showed up, you know, kind of like Six Star. I showed up. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
No, he's dope.
His whole swag about him is unique.
Yeah.
The guy 907 Jurors. Mm-hmm. Very good performance on stage. Very aggressive, commandeering presence, which that's cool. He definitely looks like the type of guy that gets a little rowdy, right? So I think I even asked him if he wanted to go get a drink, and I was like, I'm gonna go get us a drink. And then fucking when I came back with the shots, he was gone, right? So I think I ended up giving it to fucking Garrett or some shit. But Jurors, that was my first time seeing him. I was impressed by him. Kevin the Brain, mm-hmm. who I've kind of known for a while. I even went up and introduced myself that night. I was like, hey man, I saw what you did to my boy Matt Angler in that rap battle, man. That wasn't nice, man. He laughed about it or whatever. But yeah, I want to have Kevin the Brain come over here eventually and get on a pod.
Yeah, I found one of their shirts at Goodwill.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Fucking one of the live, was it Live from the North?
Yeah. Jake brought me there to go get
some. I always get their names mixed up. Remember UTN, Unite the North? Fucking out of I always get Live from the North mixed with UTN. Yeah, no, that was a good performance. Fucking Lungs' first performance.
Yeah,
fucking, I was happy to see him perform. You could tell he needs to get that out of his system and get comfortable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know who I really love and who's gonna actually come over here and start working on music is fucking Zach London.
Oh yeah,
that kid is an absolute fucking sweetheart, dude. Fucking funny as shit.
That's my guy.
Yeah, so I like Zach. Zach's gonna come over here soon with Lungs.
The first artist paid for and confirmed for South by Southwest.
Oh, Zach's coming down. Oh yeah, hell yeah. Zach is like a fucking, maybe you don't know, but like, I look at, you know, Derringer, the producer for Griselda, the little white boy with the glasses, he's like a fucking offshoot of Alchemist, right? when you see them together on like Fuck That's Delicious stuff, it's like you can clearly see that Derringer, the Griselda producer, was heavily influenced from Alchemist, and they almost kind of look similar. Mm. I look at Zach London, I'm like, yo, this is like a fucking young version of Johnny Kohler, dude. Zach London is like just a younger, newer generation Johnny Kohler, dude.
That's hilarious.
Same kind of personality, just super easy to get along with, just happy as shit. Shout out to Zach London, dude.
Yeah, that's my guy.
This record right here is called Fast. Rick Beal, you are our Juice WRLD insider for the listeners that might not be super knowledgeable about Juice WRLD. Mm-hmm. He died from a drug overdose?
Yeah.
Can you explain the story on how he passed?
So, he was on the PJ, right?
Yep.
They flew to, I think it was Chicago.
And that's where he's from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he, as they landed, there was cops already waiting outside, and they had, like, some crazy large amount of weed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so my guess is, like, he panicked. The cameraman got found with a gun. He ended up, like, popping all his shits.
Damn. Like, just trying to hide it?
Just trying to hide it. Yeah. And then, yeah, he ended up, like, seizing up, like, in the airport. He might have been handcuffed, you know?
Right.
And, yeah, like, there's videos, like, at the airport and everything, and it's all, like, it's, you know, super sad and crying.
Oh, there's videos of him him dying?
You don't see him.
Yeah.
But, like, you hear his girl.
Oh, no shit, huh?
But there's documentaries that, like, show, like, the last 5 hours of, like, his life, right? And so they kind of go through everything and...
Damn, that's a fucked up way to go, man. Yeah. Seizing up on a drug overdose because, you know, he's probably choking and shit. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was young as fuck, too, right?
Yeah.
So he was already known for having a pretty bad drug problem, though, right? He was popping pretty hard already, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, all his music.
Right.
Like, he talks about it a whole lot.
That's fucking crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Where would you put Juice WRLD on the Chicago Greatest Rappers list? Because there's a lot. There's a lot of greats that come from Chicago.
Well, like, in my favorite list, I've said this on other, like, episodes before. Yep. I've got him number two on my favorite.
On your all-time list.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
And so...
And just so I can hear it one more time, who's number one?
Lil Sky.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
What does that look? Rayvon just snapped his head over to me.
You said from Chicago, right?
Oh, no. He asked, like, my...
He was saying Juice WRLD not only... He said Juice WRLD's number two on his all-time list.
Yeah, right? He asked who was number one on my all-time list.
Yeah, Ray Maz, funny as shit, bro. It's okay, man. It's okay. Everybody's opinions are safe here.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But for Chicago, like, my personal favorite, he's number one.
Can I get your top three rappers from Chicago?
All right, I'll do Chief Keef.
Okay.
And then I like... like Dirk a whole lot as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people like Dirk. I don't know. I'm too old or something. But like his shit's not bad. But it's, to me, I don't get what the fascination is with Dirk.
So for me,
his melodies aren't better than most people. I mean, they're good. But like, is he Drake level with the melodies? Is he? And then the rapping, he doesn't suck as a rapper. But I don't. Nothing seems exceptional to me. Yeah. But.
So personally, for me, I found out about him. I think it was like 2010.
Right.
So the buddy who I used to rap with in high school moved to Chicago. He's from Chicago.
Right.
And so like a year after he moved or whatever, we're talking on like Facebook or MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
Like whatever was popping, and I asked him like, "Yo, who's some popping rappers like in Chicago right now who aren't like blown up yet?"
Yeah.
And he started telling me about this dude named Lil Durk.
Right, right.
And back then he had like the waves. He had short hair.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like from then and then seeing all like all the way up him and Drake all that like,
yeah yeah
you know it's like sentimental I guess
yeah 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 yeah. It's like watching the whole journey.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one. What is this?
Hear me calling. Yeah, so this is the music video I was telling you about where like it's like a video game.
Hey man, why are you sending the boys videos? Are you giving bitches back shots, dog?
I didn't send a video. I sent a screenshot of a video. Because
hey, well played.
Somebody tried pulling my card saying some shit in the group chat.
I just remember the other night we were all fucking wasted, and I just remember bits and pieces of shit. And I was like,
for
what?
Clarity for the group chat, no one tried pulling his card.
Yeah, no.
So Les said, "Yo, Rick, here's your Spotify rap for the year," and it said, "You got zero bitches this year." And then Rick responded,
he said, "Look here, though, motherfuckers."
Rick responded with a conversation about his size, which no one called out in that group chat. No one.
Sometimes you gotta let motherfuckers know you're packing, playboy.
Not a group of six dudes who don't want to see that.
Okay, yeah.
Wrong group chat.
Okay, we're going to get a little bit more specific, boys. I asked you guys to give me a list of some of your favorite songs in 2023. I made a list of R&B songs and rap songs. I don't know what you guys did, but I'd like to hear a list, just some lists of your favorite songs this year. There was a lot. There's a lot to choose from. I love how Rick's got like an actual notebook. I love it. I'm old school, dog. I'm old school. I love it. Look at this, dude. I got notebooks all over the fucking place, dude. Yeah. You get to my age, you gotta start writing everything down. You'll forget by the end of the night. While these gentlemen go figure out their list of their favorite songs, let me give you my five favorite R&B songs. Good Good by Usher. Makes me think about me and my baby. Aww. My YM. So I'm driving Yeely home from school. Yeely's 8. Yeely goes, "All the boys do this weird thing in my class and it's annoying and I don't know what it means." I go, "What are they doing?" She goes, "Hiya." And I was like, "What?" She goes, "They do this thing where they just go, hiya." And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, "Fucking what, dude?" So now every once in a while we'll just be driving and Yeely will just be like,
"Hiya." Yeah, dude, no. So my daughter is 9 and we're driving also, right? Yeah. And she's like, "Dad, can I get a hoya?"
Yeah, that's what she said. She goes, "Can I get a hoya?" And I was just like, "What?"
My head snapped so fast over to her, and I was like,
"Yeah."
I was like, "No."
Yeah, that's what she said. No. Yeah.
She punching the air in his head. He's like, "Fucking damn it."
She goes, "The boys are always like, can I get a hoya?" I was like, "I have no idea. I don't know that reference, baby. Sorry." Too busy in these streets.
You better go beat those kids up. It's criminal.
My oldest was fucking a few years back. She fucking got she was big into fucking, what's his name? Stay Solid Rocky. So then just randomly this motherfucker would be sending me pictures of this fucking kid with like an AK-47. He'd be like, "This is what your daughter's listening to." Fucking asshole. Good Good by Usher. Act 2, Date at 8 by 4Bats. That's fucking getting constant rotation lately. Shooter by Chris Brown. That's off his 11-11. That's good. Moment of Your Life by Brent Faiyaz. Great. And you know what? To be honest, when Slime You Out first came out, I didn't really like it. But the more I listen to it, the more I like it. Now I fucking love it. Those are my five favorite R&B songs. I've got some rap songs, too.
I'd have to add Cool Cat to that R&B list.
Say what?
Cool Cat by Matea.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm a cool cat. Yep. Can you spell that name? Matea?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, Matea. You put me onto her one night driving. I remember she fucking fine as shit. I'm gonna list some of my favorite rap songs, and I'm gonna ask you guys your list. For rap, I really liked, man, this shit. This just shows who I am as a fucking old head rappity rap guy. LSD, Lloyd Banks, and Votto. Off Lloyd Banks' project. Super fucking hard.
All right, Rick, what's your list?
I Love This Feeling by Nas. Shaq and Kobe. Rick Ross, Meek. For the Streets, El Camino. Screens Fallen by Currency, Jermaine Dupri. Costas by Griselda. First Person Shooter, Drake, J. Cole, obviously. Run, Killer Mike and Young Thug. Wish Me Well by Little Brother. And Champagne Tears by Kamaya. Those are my favorite rap songs. Mm. Who wants to share their songs?
I got First Person Shooter on there, too.
Of course. I figured it's probably on a lot of people's lists.
All My Life.
Okay.
Way I Walk.
Okay.
By Doughboy.
Okay. Ooh, and that's a good one.
I'm not sure if this counts, but Let Go by Central C. I listened to that on repeat for fucking days.
Okay.
He dropped it like December,
right, like right on the fuck. Yeah. No, it's all good. Yep. Okay. Yeah,
but that's my shit.
So you fuck with the British UK rap.
So he put me on to Central C, and I've been fucking hooked.
No shit.
Yeah.
Me and fucking my boy Fleetwood, because Fleetwood LB is real big into like the UK rap. He's been for a long time, and he was actually the one that put me on the Top Boy when it first came out. And I was talking to him about it the other day. It's the same thing. It's like, I try to get myself to listen to it because I want to fucking make sure I'm tapped in everything.
Yeah.
It's the fucking, I think it's like the accents or something.
Oh, I love the accents, bro. There's times where after I listen to that song three times, I'm just like, all right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love Top Boy. I love watching British movies. Like, I love fucking Snatch and all that fucking shit. But, like, when it comes to the music, I don't know. I can't get jiggy with it.
I love it.
What are some other favorite songs?
I got some shit for you.
What you got for us, player?
Open Your Mind by BLP Kosher.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's probably the standout on the album that I like the most.
The Geek Leak remix with OGZ and Bia.
Okay.
Search and Rescue was my top played song in 2023 by Drake.
Okay. That was your top played song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Followed up by Superhero by Metro Boomin, Chris Brown, and Future.
Oh, yeah.
Big Pun and Joe, Still Not a Player, was on my top 10 song. Fucks with that song heavy. Shout out to Big Pun.
I was really out there, baby.
Peaches and Eggplants was on my list.
Peaches and Eggplants is the name of the song?
Yeah, bro. You got it. Yeah, this one, bro. That Tennessee Love song was on my list.
Great song. I'm super late to that party.
Burby by Gucci Mane and Bressan.
Oh.
This is slap.
Is he on your Rookie of the Year list?
He should be. I haven't gotten that far yet. And then, what else I got on here? Van Cleef Island by Trippie Redd.
Okay.
I can keep going, but you know, that's the majority of it.
Yeah. What you got, Rayvon? Some of your favorite songs this year?
You Don't Want It, Duck. My number one song on the year.
So, here's the thing about You Don't Want It. I love You Don't Want It. It's probably my favorite fucking song of his. He put the song out like 2 years ago. I did some research. So, You Don't Want It is on Off the Grid. But he put the video out for You Don't Want It, I think, like, fucking, like, 2 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the song until the album came out. And it was going to be on mine. When we get to the local section, that was going to be on mine. I mean, I guess technically you could put it because it's on an album that came out in 2023. But he's got the YouTube video for it. It's, like, 2 years old. I'm a Duck guy. I'm like, how the fuck did I miss that? But yeah. That song is so fucking good. Yeah, You Don't Want It is so fucking good. What else you got?
I got Self Love by Coil Ray off the Spider-Man tape.
Okay.
You Broke My Heart, Drake.
Yep.
Motion by Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
Tulips and Roses, G-Eazy.
Okay.
Tried Our Best, Drake.
Okay.
Let It Go by Central C.
Okay. Yeah.
How Much Does a Piece of Mine Cost, La Russell?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Damn, yeah, I gotta put fucking La Russell on my fucking rookie list. I fucking didn't even think about him. Now I feel like an asshole. Okay, that's some of our fucking favorite songs this year. Okay.
Is he a rookie, though?
Oh, that's right, because he's technically not a rookie.
He technically popped last year.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's right, you did mention that earlier. Okay, then my initial pick is good.
Yes.
Most hated artists. List 3 to 5. You guys want to hear my list? It's great.
This song, bro. This song is gas.
Flaws and Sins? You're listening to another episode of the Scarface Tubby Show. This is the annual Scarface Tubby Show Awards year-end review.
It's the best song on the album.
Scarface Tubby.
I gave you guys a category, most hated artist, list 3 to 5. I've got 5. For number 1, Blueface. Number 2, Christian. Number 3, the other baby mom. Number 4, the baby itself. And number 5, Boozy Badass. I got it really right there. Blueface, Christian, the other baby mom, the baby, Boozy Badass. The baby's guilty by association. I really want the Blueface show to stop, dude. I want the Blueface show to stop. Oh, every day,
really
every day, they're in my face. It don't matter. They're always there, dude. I know you guys are proud fucking non-hating ass motherfuckers, but if you had to say your least favorite artist or somebody that annoyed you the most musically in 2023, who was your pick?
Taylor Swift.
Is that musically or like sports-wise? Because for me, it'd be sports. She really annoys me for sports.
The existence. also Tinashe.
Hilarious.
For breaking up the New Boys.
Fuck. That's funny.
We'll never forgive you, Tinashe.
Jay Simmons is fucking the president of her fan club, dude. He talks about her at least three times a week. Rick Beal, who's the most hated artist in your world?
I got Blueface on there also.
Okay.
And I put Gunna on there because everybody was fucking posting about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what? I honestly didn't even listen to the album. I should have because I heard it's
fuck
good.
You means in my top five.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah.
It's on everybody's list.
Yeah.
And you know what? That song is good. It's good.
But, like, he was getting so much hate on IG. Like, everybody was subtweeting about him.
I still hate that I have to hear about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
So he's on the list.
Yeah.
Off rip.
Yeah. You got Yeet on that list?
No, dude, I love Yeet. Why don't you like Yeet, bro?
When we did the category most hated records of 2023, I just wrote anything with Yeet on it.
Yeet slaps, dog.
I can't do it. And you know what's crazy? Now that I know he looks like Shane Gillis, that's fucking wild to me, dog. Yeah. That motherfucker was at that Portland game. I was like, this is y'all's king?
That's funny as fuck.
Biggest disappointment musically in 2023. My pick is going to come off a little misleading. I did put For All the Dogs, and the only reason why I put that was for some reason I thought he was going to come with it on some like fucking rapping shit, and I feel like we didn't get that. So I don't think the album sucks by any means, but I just for some reason I thought I really liked Certified Lover Boy. I really liked Her Loss. I thought this one was going to be fucking just stellar rap, and it was not. What was your biggest disappointment in 2023 musically?
I put Coi Leray.
Okay.
Cause,
so you had high expectations for her initially?
Yeah. Like, because right at the beginning of the year, she had like that one pop in like TikTok song.
Yeah.
I mean? And then like before that, like with Dirk and all those other songs like pushed so heavy that the more you listen to it, the more you fucked with it.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like she popped this year.
She definitely feels like shit.
She had the Spider-Man album.
Her album.
She's one of the first artists to promo the Big Red Boots.
Yeah.
When it came out.
Yeah.
Her daddy's Benzino. Yeah. He needs money.
Yeah. But her album disappointed me.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even listen to it.
It's Blue Moon.
Okay. Guilty Pleasure Award. We do this every year. What was your guilty pleasure? I have to say, I like Ski-E. Ski-E's one of those songs where I'm not listening to it at home, but if we're at the bar, you play it, I'm going to love it. I do. I like it. That was my guilty pleasure. Ski-E and just Sexy Red overall. I talked a lot of shit. We made the B1 comparisons, but I'm not going to lie. The more I look at her, the more I'm starting to fucking fucks with it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, them titties are getting big.
Did you see the video?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Okay. What was your guilty pleasure, gentlemen?
So on mine, I got a Mazel Tron.
Okay.
Because I like that song in that video. I like it a lot. A lot of the other stuff I don't like as much. 100 Bars I like.
Yeah.
And then my other guilty pleasure is I've been listening to a lot of Jesse Murph.
That's funny. He just put me on Jesse Murph right before y'all got here.
Dude, Jesse Murph, he's so good.
You're a sick little son of a bitch, dude. What the fuck? You're a sick son of a
bitch. No, dude.
Because he just showed me what he looked like, and I was like, that little petite little thing over here, little gothic country bitch. Yeah, I can totally see you fucking yakking.
The songs
into fucking,
are so good.
They're good, yeah. I never even heard about her. He played them for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. You got a guilty pleasure, Ravon? Musically? I know you got guilty pleasures, but I'm talking about musically.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh my god, for real?
Sabrina Carpenter and Lainey Wilson.
I'm rocking.
That's funny. Country. Me and little YM hate Olivia Rodrigo because she's always on the fucking radio and she's always got like super emo dramatic songs, and even Yeely's always like, why is she always sad all the time, man? I'm like, that's right, babe. Why is she? Fuck little sappy ass bitch. Yeah, that's funny.
Dude. Yeah, no. Jen was super into Driver's License.
I hate that fucking song.
Oh, she was
dude.
So, dude, every time we got in a car, she would request it. And I'm like,
fuck.
All right, I'll play it again.
I can't.
Sean Hemp.
Any guilty pleasure, Sean Hemp?
Country hip hop.
Yeah, I was gonna say you definitely been fucking with the country hip hop heavy this year. Yeah. Shit's fucking, they're killing it, man.
Some Jamie Ray, some Manila Hiram. Yeah, really fucking with it.
KDI KB.
Yeah, KB's got a country song coming out. Shout out to KB.
Oh, shout out KB.
This record right here is called Bandit, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you may have heard of it before.
Cobra, please don't beat up my friends.
We talked about that on the pod. I'm asking him a bunch of questions. I was like, oh yeah, one other question. I heard you try to beat up my buddy Josh Holloman. Shout out to our boy Josh, if you're listening, I need you to fucking just completely delete your Twitter account, please. Just get off of it completely forever. Okay, this one's a banger. This one's a banger. I do remember this. Oh shit, did we already go through the fucking whole album? Shit. I got a notification from Johnny Kohler. He's probably hammered, counting down the hours. Oh, wait a minute. I thought this was the last song. Is this like a fucking... Is this a double album?
It's a deluxe.
Oh, this is a deluxe. There's another fucking... There's another 12 songs. Shit. Okay. Favorite beats of 2023. Was there any songs where the beats just fucking just carried it and this is the reason why you liked it? I've got three songs that I really enjoy, and they were also on my fucking favorite rap songs. The LSD record, Lloyd Banks and Votto, very dope beat. Screens Fallen, Currency, Jermaine Dupri, I love that fucking beat. And the Shaq Kobe beat, Rick Ross, Meek Mill, I really love that beat. That sample's been used multiple times in hip hop. Every time it's fucking fire. Did you have any beats? Was there any beats that stood out to you guys this year?
My homeboy, It's Unknown. He's a producer that I met when I was at Idaho in 2010. But he's kind of blown up in the last year. And so he's gotten a lot of placements this year. And I've actually found myself like listening to a couple of songs. I'm like, oh shit, like I wonder who did this. And I look, and I'm like,
that's your boy.
This motherfucker.
That's tight. That's dope.
And one of the ones that he had was on the Coke Boy 6 Gangsta Grills album. It was a song with French Montana and DJ Drama.
Hell yeah.
He did that one. And then what's the other one? It was on the Toby album. Yeah, Sincerely Toby, All Night Long. He did that song. But really, he did a bunch of shit this year. So I mean, I pretty much just wanted to shout him out for like.
Hell yeah, songs. That's what's up, man.
Did a song for Russ, Never Again. That was on his new album, fucking Out Now. I'm really like that by DJ Drama. He had the song with Tyler the Creator, Legendary.
Oh yeah, he's putting in work, huh?
The song with Nipsey Hussle and Jeezy and Blast, Raised Different. Fucking, he went in this year, bro.
That's what's up. What's your boy's name?
His producer name's Unknown.
Unknown, that's dope.
Yeah. Which is funny because when we went down to Arizona, I was talking to Lungs about beat packs and shit like that. And he's been buying the It's Unknown, like loot packs and shit that my boy puts out. So, yeah, just seeing shit like that.
Motherfuckers doing the putting in the work, man. Favorite producers? Top producers?
Oh, I guess that was a better answer for that one.
I've got my three. It's the typical fucking I think last year I listed five, but this year it was Alchemist, Derringer, Hitboy. I know a lot of people, Booster particularly, fucking hates on Hitboy. I don't know what the fuck his beef is with Hitboy, but those three to me. I mean, obviously Metro Boomin's up there. There's a few, but again, it was one of those things I knew that we're all gonna be talking, so I kept it to three: Alchemist, Derringer, Hitboy. Top producers, favorite producers of 2023 for you guys.
Tevi would hate this song playing right now.
Say what?
The song playing right now.
I said you would hate it. That's my little weed.
I got Hitboy and Metro Boomin.
Okay.
And then Conductor Williams.
I almost had Conductor on mine. Conductor's dope.
For favorite beats, I got 500 Pounds.
Okay.
Lil Tecca.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not Sorry. A Sound. Oh, Jeezy.
Okay.
And then I Know Travis Scott.
Okay. Mr. Ray Vaughn.
I got Metro Beats. I just mixed names. I got Metro Boomin, okay. Kenny Beats. I got Lungs on there. I got Conductor. And I got Hitboy.
Okay. Solid list. Fucking got Lungs on the fucking top producers list. That is dope. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting to the meat and potatoes, boys. Favorite Alaskan hip-hop artist 2023. This is not your favorite rapper of all time, favorite act of all time. This is just for the year 2023. So you have to put in certain things. You can't list your fucking favorite rapper who only put out one song, right? Or I guess he did put out one song, but you know, you want to have somebody that's active. It can't be someone that didn't do anything in 2023. So your favorite Alaskan hip hop artist, I have five. Who would like to share theirs first?
I want to hear your list first.
Okay, here's my list. Yeah. And I'm actually excited to share this one.
Yeah, I hope you are, because I'm excited to hear it.
Number one. Okay, so with number one, there's always this little caveat because the gentleman physically doesn't live here, but I still consider Duckman a part of the game, right? It's just like he comes back. It's tricky, right? If we're gonna consider guys that live outside of Alaska, it's Duck. Listen, if we're not going to, my favorite rap artist this year, surprisingly, is fucking Baby Cisco. Baby Cisco is dope, and I'm gonna be super honest. I was sleeping on Cisco last year. Like, I knew him, right? And it was cool. But because of the Tubby blog mix, now I'm forced to listen to everybody's stuff, right? Baby Cisco is fucking nasty with it. He can rap. He can sing. He can go fast. He can go slow. He can do hard gangster shit. He can do fucking R&B shit. He can do West Coast, like, barbecue fucking block party shit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at how well-rounded he is. But, yeah, it's him and Duck. Number three is Brother Buffalo. Number four is Rob Lucci. And number five is Lungs. Lungs is dope. So that's my five. Number one, Duck Man. Number two, Baby Cisco. Number three, Brother Buffalo. Number four, Rob Lucci. Number five, Lungs. If we're going to play the game where if they don't live here, they don't count, we take Duckman off the list. We got Baby Cisco, Brother Buffalo, Rob Lucci, Lungs, and your boy Cloud Boy. Another one where I did not really, I was sleeping on him. Say again.
I thought you said active.
He had two songs that were very fire. Gray Clouds came out this year, right?
Yeah.
Gray Clouds is a
two songs in 12 months.
But these are exceptional pieces of work. Gray Clouds, to me, and again, this is all a taste thing, right? It's all your taste. The few songs that Cloud Boy put out this year, he doesn't have a single brick that I heard, right? And, and you know me, you know I want to find something, particularly with, right? Because I've said so much shit about Cloud Boy, just jokingly.
Yeah.
And so even I've hit you privately and was like, yo, man. Your boy is fucking super talented.
Yeah,
so
but he's not active.
He's not physically active, and we kind of and I he needs to be out there, right?
That's my biggest thing. Like, yeah, you say you put out two songs that are exceptionally good, but like,
yeah, but you also got history with him, so.
No, so but here's the thing. We're not saying statistically. Yeah. We're saying our favorites. Our favorites.
But even though, like, to be active, that means Rick and I are most active.
True. Right.
He's two songs away from Rick and I.
Yeah. And that's why. And that's why he's not on the list, right? He's the honorable mention if we're excluding Duck, right? Yeah. But my five is Duck, Baby Cisco, Brother Buffalo, Rob Lucci, and Lungs. Who would be my sixth favorite person to listen to? It's fucking Cloud Boy.
Yeah.
It's Cloud Boy. So to be sixth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I know.
Okay. I got Brother Buffalo.
Okay.
Cody Banks.
Okay.
/ Flow Lounge.
Okay.
Okay, Cody Banks.
So, like, Brother Buffalo is an act. But yeah. Flow Lounge, that's fucking multiple solo artists.
All right. Brother Buffalo, Cody Banks.
Okay.
Duck.
Okay.
Baby Cisco.
Okay.
And then I like Baby Bill also.
Okay. I think Baby Bill's good. I think he's got some of his earlier songs that maybe he put him out, made him too early on or whatever.
Yeah.
Some of his newer shit is good.
Yeah. Well, he's got, like, the shit he was performing when he was on tour with Brother Buffalo, I fucking loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loved it. He's got a lot of promise and potential for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So say your list one more time for me, please. Brother Buffalo?
Brother Buffalo. Cody Banks.
Okay.
Baby Cisco.
Okay.
Or Duckman and then Baby Cisco.
Okay.
And then Baby Bill.
Okay. Mr. Ray Vaughn, could you give me your list of 3 to 5 favorite Alaskan hip hop artists this year?
I'm not going to listed those groups, so I might have to adjust it. in no order, I got Duck.
Okay.
I got Brother Buff.
Okay.
I got Tubbs.
Okay. Thank you.
I got.
Because if we want to keep it, if we want to keep it 100, you know, I've always kept my name off all the lists because I don't want you right.
You should have put your name on there instead of Cloud Boy.
You know what? Well, shit. You know, if I'm allowed to add myself,
yeah,
it's Tubby. But no. But yeah, thank you, sir.
And I'm sorry, it's like, it's no shade. I just want to, like, it's no shade to Cloud or anything like
that. my man's fired up now.
No, I had the same issue last year when Teddy named Mevlano because, like, fuck with Mev, but, like, you're not active.
He's not doing a lot, right?
You're not doing nothing, like, musically. You make one or two songs a year, and, like, that's it, which is, like, cool. Do what you got to do or whatever you're going through.
True.
Like, I feel you, but, like, don't be mad when niggas like me are like, oh, yeah, the nigga's not active because you're not.
True. But the music is the major factor, right? Is the actual music itself. Mevlano's one of those guys where Mevlano could put out 4 songs in a year and somebody else could put out 5 albums in a year.
Put one out a quarter then.
Like, yeah.
That tells you you're putting out one every 25% of the year, but 2 a year?
So with that same, just for the sake of the same argument, so should Kendrick not be on people's list because he comes out only once every 4 years?
You should this year.
I don't have him on any of my lists.
True. You're right. Okay.
The fuck you do?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember the last time I replayed the Kendrick song.
Okay. So, one more time, Ravon, your list?
I got Duck.
Duckman.
I got Brother Buff.
Brother Buff.
Tubbs.
Yours truly?
If I got to separate the groups, I'm putting Sype.
Okay.
And I'm putting Cody.
Okay. Mm. Okay, Sype and Cody. Good list. This is the list I want to hear. Sean Hemp, the fucking man running this shit. The guy who's single-handedly keeping this shit alive. You've seen it all. You've heard it all.
I'll say that, bro, because I'm not the only person keeping it alive. I don't need niggas hating me.
You already got plenty hating on it. Just fucking let them add to the list, man. Right. Okay, your favorite artist, and I would like them ranked, sir. 1 through 5. 1 through 5.
I thought you were trying to grill me. All right, 1 through 5. Fuck. All right. So, number one, I'm just going to be biased as fuck. I don't care. Like, niggas can hate me. Brother Buffalo, like...
Can I ask you a question, friend to friend, mm-hmm. obviously in the same friend group, you know I love Brother Buffalo, those are my brothers, do you put them number one because of the relationship, or are you genuinely, and I know you're their guy and you're part of the group, are they musically, take away the friendship, the relationship, they're the ones you're listening to the most?
They're like, out of all the Anchorage rappers,
yeah.
They're on the top 3 that I listen to the most.
Okay. Yep.
But also, I take other things into consideration.
Yeah, for sure. Like of course.
How active you are. What are you doing? Are you going on tour? Are you doing shows every month? Are you putting out music with other artists locally? Are you going out of state and doing shit? They're doing all of that.
Right.
And only 1 or 2, 3, maybe 4 other artists in the state can say that they're doing that shit.
Right.
Number 2 for me would be Cypress, if we had to break the groups down. Same reason, he's out of state, he's doing a lot of shit. Number 3, I would probably have to put Duckman. Resume kind of speaks for itself.
Yep.
Number 4, I'd say Fairview Huna.
Yep.
As far as traction and gaining momentum and doing all the right moves and what you need to be doing in this shit, I'd probably put him there. And then number 5, this is kind of like a toss-up. This is just like me personally. I really like Flow Lounge as a collective. But like you said, there's a lot of singular rappers in there.
Right.
Me and the like type of music that I like to hear, I really fuck with Tragedy.
Yeah. He's. Like, I always joke with him. I'm always like, you're the Beyonce of this Destiny's Child.
I really fuck with Tragedy's lyrics and his verses and the way he puts his rhyme schemes together. Not to say I don't fuck with Cody or anyone else, because I do. Like, I really like Cody's verses. I like J. Crew. But Tragedy, whenever we're out doing shows, I'm just like, he kind of sticks out for me.
Yep, for sure. I agree as well. He's out of the guys, he seems to be the most polished currently. Yep, for sure. I love all those boys.
Can I do a top 5 who are in state?
Say that again.
Can I do a top 5 who are in state?
Yes.
All right, Brother Buffalo. I guess by theory, it'd have to be Tragedy at 2.
Okay.
I'd probably
put that little popper stopper right there. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I'd probably roll with, and this is hip hop, so I'd probably roll with Cody Banks at 3. I'd probably roll with, ooh, man, got myself in a saucy little spot here.
Can I take a moment to do this?
I'd probably roll with 6 Star at 4. Okay. And then 5,
I probably roll with a toss up between. I really fuck with Baby Bill.
Yep.
Like Rick was saying.
Baby Bill lives here in Anchorage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's not military, right?
No.
No.
He said no. But yeah, I think Baby Bill would probably be like my fifth.
Okay.
And that's just like shit that I listen to.
Yep, for sure.
It's obviously not that you're not in the top five. It's just that... I don't listen to it. I gotta listen to your shit when you put it out and when you send it
to me. Of course, of course.
Yeah.
But it's not like I don't have it on replay like fucking.
Yeah, I've got several friends who they're like my boys. Out, just their music's not my cup of tea.
Like I had Matt on replay for like a week and a half.
Oh no, I still got Matt on replay. Like in the Favorite Alaska songs, it's on there.
Well, let's get to it. This is the list. Favorite Alaskan hip hop records. Let me play a little bit of this fucking album so we can at least fucking. This is syphilis.
Yeah, bro.
Wish that upon nobody. Okay, favorite Alaskan hip-hop records. I said list 3 to 5, but your boy, you know me, I got a little bit crazy. I list 10. Would you guys like me to go first?
Yeah, you got that Good Low song on there?
Say again?
So you got that Good Low song on there?
The Good Low... The Good Low song? No. I did say on the fucking... on the DeQuapo episode that I thought Good Low was a 16-year-old boy that went to East High.
Oh my God, bro. I hope she punches you in your shit.
I said that motherfucker is one of my favorite local rappers. She is adorable. All right. Favorite Alaskan hip hop record.
I hope she punches you in your shit.
She's actually going to come over here and do an episode soon. And I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I thought you was a little boy named Billy. So I'm going to list you guys my 10 favorite Alaskan hip hop records. This is in no order, but these 10, I'm actually really glad that I started the Tubby Blog Mix because now. I have no choice but to make sure that I'm fucking observing what's going on. And I've heard a lot of shit that I probably would not have even gone to had it not been for the Tubby Blog Mix. So for that, I'm thankful. Out of all the songs that I've listened to over the course of these last several months, these are my 10 favorite from Alaskan artists. Number one, I would put You Don't Want It by Duckman. But like I said, technically, I think he released it last year or the year prior or whatever. But that song is my favorite Duckman song in this whole catalog. However, if we're going to exclude that record... Practice, Duckman, and FMBDZ. It's off his 2.5 Deluxe. That is one of my favorite songs. Duckman's also got another song on this list. It's called Trust None. It's just a YouTube video that he's got. That one's really hard. I've got Gray Clouds by Cloudboy. I got Slide For 'Em, Baby Cisco, and DW Flame. I've got Native Boy by Brother Buffalo. Native Boy, I was telling Sean Hemp before, I think before we started recording, I know most of Brother Buffalo's work. Those are close friends of mine. I think Native Boy might be my new favorite song in their entire discography. The beat's hard. The song's hard. Every time they perform it, it's a fucking vibe.
I think Zach London did the beat.
Oh, did Zach London do Native Boy? Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good little tidbit of information. Yeah, I love that record. So Native Boy, Brother Buffalo... We've got Only One, Lungs, featuring Brother Buffalo, off of Lungs' new project, Tulips, a very good song. We got a song by my boy Tragedy called Hellraiser. Love that song. That's the song that kind of got me into Tragedy. Also, Blade Gang comes from Hellraiser, so just there's a little bit of sentimental thing there. Saint Dion has got a record. This is not really a hip-hop song, but it's from my boy Saint Dion. It's called Off the Deep End. It's more R&B based, but it's a great song. Baby Cisco is on here once again. He's got a song called Yeah, We Ridin'. Some West Coast shit. And then Rob Lucci made the list. He's got a song called Praying to Lose with his boy Threesus. So those are my 10 favorite Alaskan hip-hop songs. Practice by Duckman. Trust None by Duckman. Gray Clouds by Cloudboy. Slide For 'Em, Baby Cisco. Native Boy, Brother Buffalo. Only One, Lungs featuring Brother Buffalo. Hellraiser by Tragedy, Off the Deep End by Saint Dion, Yeah We Ridin' by Baby Cisco, and Playin' to Lose, Rob Lucci, Threesus. Give me some of your guys' favorite Alaskan hip-hop records this year, please.
Tubby.
You don't fuck with Cloudboy, huh?
I didn't even say that.
You didn't have to. I could feel it. I could feel it.
I'm just sitting here thinking, like, bro, you got none of the Frozen founders on your list.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
You got none of them.
Well, they only put out fucking Ice Pack again. That's the only thing in 2023.
Cypher's been putting out singles all year.
Every month.
Yeah, well, Sipes fucking the Mad record with fucking Brother Buffalo I like, but yeah. I'm listening to these 10 songs. I'm listening.
This is what he's listening to.
Those are the ones I'm listening to.
Cowboy's favorite artist.
Yeah, so. that's fair.
Our favorite I love songs.
By the way, for the record, I love Frozen Founders. I thought Ice Pack again was great, but these
I'm
10 songs.
I'm surprised by your. I just wasn't gonna expect that.
That's my fucking list. I'm sticking to it.
Standing on business.
Standing on business. Rick Beal, give me your list of favorite Alaskan hip hop songs.
All right, so Mad.
Yep.
Like my. Fucking,
it was a really good song.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Here's the thing about Mad. can I say this is the thing about Mad?
All right.
You know me. I like to make songs for the. I like making female based records, right? I do it too.
Uh-huh.
To me. And this is me being honest. The song is great. Cypress, that is Sype's bread and butter, right? I think he needs to do that shit. AG, I look at AG like an MC. Like, AG's cut from the same cloth that I'm cut from. Like, I look at it like that motherfucker's an MC, right?
Yeah.
His verse is good on there. It's dope, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, to me, I'm not used to hearing AG on some almost like, kind of like some sexual shit, right? And then with
it hits though.
The verse is great. The song is great. But the thing is, I know AG. These are my friends, right? So for me, it's like I picture my buddies doing like an R&B video with the silk satin shirts, right?
Yeah,
like
it'd be hard, wouldn't it?
It would probably, you know. And Sype could definitely pull that shit off. He's a fucking goddamn model looking motherfucker, Sype, right?
In front of Brother Buffalo and AG.
But the thing is, My Brother Buffalo brothers, right? Like, these are my boys. We smoke weed. We drink tequila. We're just a bunch of fucking Garrett's up there, just Romeo and Juliet it up, and it's fly. I'm not saying it's not. It's just, I'm not used to that. And that's cool.
Because it's not turned on.
It's a great record. It's a great record. But that's just one of those things. These other songs I like, I liked Mad. I was like, oh, these boys are on some real R&B Boys to Men shit with this one. It's a dope record for sure.
Yeah.
I've voiced it many times. I think Sype is one of those guys, he can do different styles of music. That R&B shit, that's what's going to pop off for him. I say the same thing to Rob Lucci. Rob Lucci likes to do the drill shit in the arm. I'm like, dude, make those fucking panty droppers, dude, because that's what he sounds good doing, and that's going to be your quickest road to success. I think it's the same way with Sype, too. No, I think Frozen Founders is great. AG is my personal favorite. I want to hear Metal Boys AG. That's the AG I like. I like Metal Boys. I want fucking...
Halo should be on everyone's list.
Say again?
Halo
by Cypress. Halo is on my list.
Should be on everyone's list.
Okay, yeah. Okay, finish your list. I'm sorry. I rambled.
I got Letter to My Queen by Fairview Huna.
Okay, good one.
I got Native Boy. And I got Great Clouds.
Did Huna's... what's the fucking Red Rum Lullaby? Was that 2023 or was that last year?
I think that was the end of 2022.
Okay. Because that one's a good one. That's a good one.
Like, around that time, he did Snakeskin, which was also like one of my favorites. And, like, when I do reels with him, I tend to use that song also because I like it.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sorry, sir. Can you go down your list one more time? Can you start from the beginning?
Okay, so it's, Mad.
Okay. Sight.
Yep. Halo. Native Boy.
Okay.
Letter to My Queen.
Okay.
Grey Clouds.
Okay. Mr. Ray Vaughn. Favorite local rap songs. Mr. Ray Vaughn has been a guy who's at every event. He sees every rapper. He's actually we've got a empty frame here on the wall that's going to be a Ray Vaughn collage. We would have a Rick Beal one, but this motherfucker don't got no work ethic, so it's just going to stay blank.
No, mine's coming.
Fuck off, dude. It's coming. Ray Vaughn, you're at all the events. You're tapped in more than most. What are your favorite local rap songs this year, sir? Not even rap songs, local hip hop songs.
I'm putting You Don't Want It Duck number.
Okay.
I'm not getting that number. Peel Off in My Lap.
Okay.
Brother Bo.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got The Spot, Tubby, and the Brother Bo.
Ooh, thanks, sir.
I got 1-2 Sight.
Okay.
I got 945 Flow Lounge with Garrett and Dez.
Yep.
I got Westwood by Skady and AG.
Oh, yeah.
I got Lick by Balin.
Okay.
I, got, I got mad.
That motherfucker looks like he's a Canadian, don't he? He's a hella Canadian, bro. My man had the fucking cross earring dangle from the low. I was like, this motherfucker wants to be Rodney so bad with the fucking cross earring.
I think so.
And then I got a hate my BM by Los Ripley.
Okay.
Hey, my baby mama, you heard me.
Sean Hemp. Fucking bashed my list. Now let me hear yours. Favorite Alaskan hip hop record, sir.
Mad with Cypress, Brother Buffalo, AG, Halo, fucking Cypress.
This motherfucker's a goddamn manager. His whole list so far has been fucking motherfuckers on his team, dude. Mad Cypress, Halo, Brother Buffalo, Cypress.
Listen, I don't get financial compensation from any of these artists that I'm naming, other than if I DJ for them. So let's just keep that out there. Sleepy 300 by DC and Cypress. That's probably my favorite song off Ice Pack. Northside by Balin. That song goes hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's catchy. That's catchy.
Back in Dis by Shinji. That song slaps. Tubby hates me for that one.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, let's talk about it. You want to roast me for fucking supposedly hate on Cloud Boy. I fuck with Cloud Boy.
Yo, honestly, I've got those guys in this little box. Like, in my mind, I've got Cloud Boy, Shinji, Balin, fucking... They're like in...
You, yeah, so actually, the three of them, I met...
That shit would be hard as fuck.
I met Balin through Cloud Boy.
They look like they would, they're like already like a subgenre. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm just saying I've got them in their own little.
They all listen to Playboi Carti.
I see it. I totally see it.
But
how old is Balin and Shinji? They're young, huh?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. They look young. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably like 23.
Who's the little fucking girl that was rapping?
Oh,
Brash.
Okay. Yeah. She was in one of the photos. And I was like, where was she at?
Yeah. She can rap, bro.
Yeah. She's hard.
No, that's dope. What I was getting at is we need more female rappers. Like, and I'm not talking like lip syncers. I'm talking like it'd be dope to have some badass female fucking aggressive rappers. You know what I mean? Yeah. We need more of that.
Yeah.
That was three or four?
Four, I think.
Four?
Yeah.
And then my last favorite song, man, the song that Tragedy sent me, it's called Pockets. I don't know if it's out yet or not, but that's probably one of the top songs that I listen to on my computer right now, like in my iTunes.
Okay.
He's got this song about how his pockets are fat like Lizzo. Dog, I'm telling you. You think it's a funny song, but like it's such a tough ass.
Who the
song,
fuck bro. Was it that said that goddamn Tragedy looked like Violator from Spawn was a booster? Somebody said this motherfucker. Goddamn it, we was dying, bro. Fucking love Tragedy, dude. This motherfucker. I want to know what his fucking jean size is, dude. It's like fucking. That motherfucker got cuff jeans, bro. I love them. I told Tragedy straight up, I was like, bro, we need to just do a 3-song EP where we just go on some straight dirtbag, scumbag shit. Just fucking, just make every female mad, dude. You're hearing an exclusive straight from Sean Hemp's phone.
Straight from my phone. Tragedy, drop this shit, bro.
Tragedy, get off your lazy fucking ass and put this shit out. Don't make the cover, though. Have me make the cover. Have a real motherfucker make the cover, dog. Not one of those fucking Microsoft Paint shits you be making, son. You know what I'm talking about, man. Motherfucker hit me up, said, yo, you ever need some artwork, holla at me. I just grabbed him by his cheek and I said, that's a little hot.
I might murder you, bro.
That's my boy right there. Shout out to Traj. That motherfucker's a fucking Beyonce Knowles diamond in the rough right there, dude.
Man, I said you and Johnny Cole did that album.
I told this motherfucker Tragedy, I said, you go sign a three EP contract with me, I'm going to be divorced twice by the time we're done, dude. I was like, I'll lead you to a road down to heartbreak. Okay, biggest loser in 2023, I got Adam 22. I got Adam 22.
I don't know, bro. He's got more money than all of us.
You know what? Sometimes money isn't everything, dude.
No, it's not. But you know, I don't have a wife that can get fucked, so I'm not really having the same issues that he's possibly having.
Man, that's a rough one. That's who I got.
I got Krishan Rock and Dr. Umar.
What?
Yeah. Well, so he said...
Joe Budden.
He said that if you...
yeah, enlighten
believe,
me
like, that Eminem is the...
Oh, because of the white supremacy? Alive, is, yeah. That pissed you off, huh?
That's just stupid.
Yeah, Rick Bill was mad about that one. He said, you know what? Fuck this guy, dude. No. He's gonna. To be honest, I don't know too much about him. I just know that whenever there's somebody says like some suspect racist shit, fucking Fleetwood always fucking throws up the Dr. Umar photo. I bust up laughing, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Man. Joe Budden,
Biggest Loser.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, that's wild.
Damn, that hurt. That hurt me and fucking Ray Vaughn, dude.
Fuck that nigga, bro.
If it wasn't for Joe Budden, we wouldn't have got that six pack from Drake.
Hell yeah, dude.
The six pack wasn't even.
The six pack was underwhelming too. They both were underwhelming.
You Broke My Heart is gonna be a classic.
Say again.
Okay, that one. Yeah.
You Broke My Heart's gonna be a classic.
True. True. Yep. You're right. I think it already is. Yep. That one's fire.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I just mean like, Doc. I hate a motherfucker who's like always like stirring shit up for no reason.
I don't know. That stir was proper.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we all, whether you're spoken or not, we're
you watch sports. Isn't he doing, he's not doing anything different than like Stephen A. Smith and Bayless and those. He's basically doing a rap version of that, right?
Or Goofy too, bro.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. It's like, if there's...
So you don't listen to Budden's podcast, you don't fuck with him at all, huh? He said, fuck no. Damn, I've been riding next to Joe Budden since we're both 21, dude. I feel like I know the guy. On a personal level, dude.
The only time I listen to Joe Budden is when I want to fucking mix Pump It Up into a DJ set.
That's fucking funny.
Pump it up.
Favorite overall album of the year. You can only pick one. It could be any genre. Favorite album, huh?
Tizo Touchdown.
The Tizo Touchdown project. Yeah. Interesting.
That
okay.
That's really fucking good.
That's good. Yep, for sure. I agree. Oh shit, this is the bee's knees. I don't know where we're at on this album.
Better than that Killer Mike business.
Say that again. Did you listen to Michael? Did you listen to Michael?
Nope.
Oh my god, you would love it, dude. Killer Mike is dope. That's funny.
He's a dope ass rapper.
There's two younger dudes that at my work. They're like in their 20s. They're fucking two white boys, but they're like hip hop heads. Mm-hmm. And when Killer Mike came out, I remember I was like, yo, you guys listen to fucking Michael. And the project manager who I hired, he's like 25, right? Super cool kid. He goes, nah, man, I'm 25. I was like, holy shit, dude. I was like super excited. Like, yo, did you listen to that Killer Mike that came out the other day? He's like, nah, man, I'm 25. I was like, fuck you, dude. You're fired.
Yeah, fuck it.
My favorite overall album of 2023, 1111 by Chris Brown. That is the album that I listen to the most. This next record right here. Say again. Did you listen to that deluxe? I didn't like the deluxe. I didn't think it was as good as the fucking original. I think he like did some like remixing on it where certain levels fucking didn't seem right. I didn't like it. I mean, I liked it. It just wasn't as good. I asked the boys on the previous episode. I said, how many years in do you think it'll be before somebody fucks Tory Lanez, dude? Do you think someone's going to get him in there? I think someone's going to get him. He's 5'2", dude. Someone's going to get him. Someone's going to fuck him.
Because he's like... blocked off from everybody else.
No, I think he's in general population, I thought. I thought I read somewhere that he fucking is in general. Oh, I mean, really? I don't know what prison he's at. He might not even be at a bad prison.
The security guard just came out and said some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to touch him. Because also, like...
You see Derek Chauvin, the fucking the George Floyd cop? You see he got stabbed up fucking like multiple times. Yeah. That motherfucker, it's just a matter of time for old boy, dog. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm like, yo, this motherfucker ain't going. Did you see the guy who stabbed him up? It was like a fat, goofy white dude. I was like, oh, shit. Those are the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one's fire right here. Dog, we've been talking about your fucking boy, YMW Melly since the beginning of this shit. Dog, that's the dude. So they won't even let this motherfucker out while they do the retrial?
Nope.
Like, initially I was like, yo, he's gonna get out.
Yeah.
They're not gonna, dude, they're clearly not gonna let him win, dog. Like, I feel like in that situation at a mistrial, shouldn't he be able to bail out? And then if you're gonna do a retrial, he should at least be able to bail out. They won't even let this motherfucker post bail. I was like, dog, they're gonna find a way.
I thought he was for sure going to get out.
But he had me convinced that he was going to get out, because initially I was like, oh, he's fucked.
The Tory shit, I got
no hope. You don't even know anymore. Like, man.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to fucking let that guy get out.
Yeah, check the date on the bottom. This is recent, the Tory Lanez case. That's a security guard statement.
Yeah, about the girl, about old girl, right?
The security guard who was there driving the car.
Right.
That's that Tory didn't discharge the weapon.
Man.
But regardless, his charge was being in possession.
Right, right, right. So he's not
going to get...
Yeah, he was
the charges aren't going to get reduced unless they could all the way prove that he just pulled the gun out of her hand and she brought the gun. But if it's his gun, no matter what, he
can... Right. Yeah, that's right.
But that's also exactly what the security guard's saying.
But that's what the security guard's saying.
The guard's saying that the gun was hers?
He was saying that they were fighting for the gun. It doesn't actually say...
She had it and he went over to grab it.
She had the gun, but she was brandishing the weapon, is what they said.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes things even more interesting. Because what I thought, I was like, somebody just dropped it or something. They were fighting over it.
Yeah, they were fighting over it.
Though, so it's like, what can you do?
Like, she pulled it out, and everybody was like, oh, shit. Tory just walked right up to her. And was like, yo, what the fuck?
No.
Yes.
Damn, son. This is going to get interesting, man. Hopefully he gets out, because someone's going to fuck him, dog. This is on God. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this one. This one's fire right here, boys. Okay, so I've got this on the list. Favorite music videos of 2023. Mm-hmm. But Sean Hemp will tell you, I don't really watch many videos unless they're Duckman videos. So I don't even really know what the best videos of 2023 were. Do you guys got some picks of your favorite videos? I'm sure you were... Do you stay on top of all the rap videos that's coming out, since you're a guy that makes rap videos?
Yeah.
Anything by Cole Bennett.
Oh, yeah. So, the first one is actually by Cole Bennett. It's Another Late Night, Lil Yachty and Drake.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they shot it in, like, a fucking parking lot, but the editing is fucking insane. They even make his chain come alive, and, like, the editing's just fucking crazy. And then second, which I really like also, that I've watched a lot, is Not a Sound by OGeezy, but that's because... It was, like, filmed during sundown, and it was up at a glacier.
Yep, good pick.
But I've also got that beat as one of my favorite beats.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
So when I post a blog this year, because I'm not going to list anything, I'm just going to have your guys' list with the links to the videos. So. Oh,
okay.
Okay, bet. So OGeezy. Okay. Rayvon, do you have any favorite videos of
2023? Did the Jumbotron music come out this year?
Which one?
Jumbotron shit, Bobby. I want to say the music video came out at the top of the year.
What's that?
I'm not certain.
Maybe not. I had Jumbotron listed on there, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, when did that music video come out? What music video just dropped the other day by Drake? You broke my heart.
Yeah. With the fucking Country Boy. Yeah. Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen, yeah. Two girls instead of Drake.
Also, that one with Drake and J. Cole is really dope.
Yeah.
Where they're playing ping pong.
Oh, yeah. First person shooter, right?
Yeah. That one's insane as well.
I really just watch, like, Duck's videos. I don't watch a lot of rap videos, but I got Duck's channel, so when I'm going through my shit, I'm like, oh, Duck's got a new one.
Yeah.
I really like Duck's videos, and they're nothing complex.
No.
Right? But they're not so similar where they get boring. They're always exciting, but there's not a lot to it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love the one video with him and King Koo, All About the Benjamins or whatever. I love that video. That one's dope.
Yeah,
I pretty much just watch Duckman videos.
South by Southwest, I was there... While they filmed one at the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Him and
you gonna go down this year if he decides to do it?
Well he already decided to do it.
Dave.
It's kind of a game changer right there.
And we're back to recording. All right, we're gonna cut all that part.
Scarface Tubby.
But yeah, you should go this year, because I'm going to go this year.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah,
give me the dates here, so I'll go, and I'll take some time off.
When's the date? Because Six Star... Okay.
That's the day of the show, but when are y'all going?
So
about my ticket to go down there.
YM's birthday is March 10th. Janie just last week said that for her birthday, for Ely's birthday, we're all going to go to Hawaii. Janie's brother's going to come with his kids. We're going to get an Airbnb, and that's going to be the birthday gift. I'm assuming that we're going to go the weekend of her birthday, which is which would be the weekend of the 10th. So I'm going to try to coordinate it where I go do the Hawaii thing with the family, and then come back. Daddy going to Austin with the boys.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait.
You know, it'd probably be cheaper just to, like, to go to Vegas for a couple of days.
What do you mean?
Than coming all the way home.
Coming all the way home.
Say what?
Instead of flying all the way home from Hawaii.
Well, I got to come back to work. Oh. Yeah, I got to go back to work, dude. I got an office I got to go to. There's like, okay, I got to go back. Trust me, if I could, I'd just stay in Vegas and just never.
Just peel off of it.
Yeah. I told my boss lady yesterday to go to Vegas this weekend. She's like, you're always going down there. I'm like, yeah, my best friend's down there. I was like, I go down there and just hang out with him. She's probably like, he's going down there doing something fucking devious, dude. She's like 73. She's like an old lady, right? She's probably like, he's out there doing something bad. She's always like, you're going down there by yourself? I'm like, yeah. She's just like, like, yep, just going down there eating Molly and for eating shrooms and fucking making rap songs. Okay, Rookie of the Year 2023. I got Sexy Red.
I got Central C.
Get off his dick, dude. Fuck. No, I'm joking. Okay, so what we said about LaRussell, right? Yeah. Where he's been kind of a. Central C's been around for a while, right?
Central C was an XXL freshman this year.
Though. He was a freshman.
Ah, you're right. You're right. Touche. He's been active for a while over there, though,
he,
right?
He, like, popped off.
He just started popping off.
Like, globally. End of last year.
Yeah.
But he was XXL freshman this year, so.
Damn. So you be fucking with him hard, huh?
Oh, yeah, no. Like, that song that me and Ray Vaughn were talking about, it's my shit.
No shit.
It is my shit.
You fuck with it.
Yeah, you would.
The sample goes crazy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it does.
Who you guys got for Rookie of the Year?
What, you still want?
Huh?
Who's the one person?
It could be a couple people if you want.
Alright, I got four listed.
Okay, what you got?
I got Central C.
Okay.
I got the Mexican OT. Sexy Red.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Ray Vaughn from TDE.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, you know what? I've never heard anything from Mexican OT. But Ben, my brother, is like, bro, he's fucking hard. You need to listen to him. I haven't listened to any shit.
He's doing Rolling Loud this year too in LA.
He was on a fucking Andrew Schultz podcast. He's funny as fuck. Yeah, he is super funny. Who you got for Rookie of the Year, Mr. Sean Hemp?
Anicia.
Okay.
Breslin. Caribou. And who's a new local rapper that just started rapping? I don't know. That's all I got right now.
Okay. Those are our Rookie of the Year. Last category, one of my favorites. Baddies of 2023. I've got three of them.
I'm sure you have more than three.
this is famous baddies. I'm going to save my local list for the fucking, for the blog. But these are the hottest chicks in the game, 2023. I've got number one, Ashanti. I think Ashanti's held it down for the 40 year old demographic. She's fucking banging. She's gonna be
Shout out to Nelly.
I know, man. Yeah. Damn, Andy got her knocked up.
See what karma gets you, Tuppy?
Damn.
He hated on Nelly all his life, and he ended up
he got the last laugh. I've got Ashanti. I've got Bia. And I don't know why, but just over the course of the last couple months, I'm finding Sexy Red very sexually appealing.
You're fucking gross.
I know. I think she got the new titties, and fuck, I'm all in. I got Ashanti, Bia, Sexy Red. Those are my three baddies of 2023. Who you guys got?
Have you seen that video of Sexy Red getting plowed?
No.
It was all over Twitter.
Oh, no. I know about it. I didn't watch it.
You changed your list real quick.
Yeah, I bet I would. Okay. I believe it. No, that's the thing is I believe it, too. I think that's why subconsciously I didn't watch it, because I was like, it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. Okay, I take her off the list. I got Ashanti, Bia, and what's the fucking one chick's name? Rose?
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose. So I'm throwing her in. Boom, last minute.
Marty posted a selfie with that dude that spent all the money.
Who you got for baddies of 2023, boys?
Bia.
Okay. She's fucking hot. She is fucking hot. Rick Beal, who you got?
I got Bia on our too.
Ray Vaughn, let me hear your list.
I got Ruby Rose.
Okay.
I gotta put Meg on there.
Okay. I just can't put her on there because I just think she's a shitty individual, dude. Yeah. Just something about her when I look at, and the thing is, she's flawless to the eyes. But every time I see her in a video, like trying to like fucking get all fucking defensive and shit, I'm just like, I don't believe any. I don't know. Just the more I hear you, the more I just don't believe anything that you're fucking saying. And I think you've let your looks and your aggressive personality dictate the situation for a long time, and I see right through it. But God damn it, she's fucking fine. Fuck.
Why should it be aggressive?
Huh?
Why does she have to be aggressive?
No, she's just super aggressive about how her approach is, and I feel like when people are aggressive and defensive like that, it's because they're lying.
That's crazy, bro.
I don't like it.
Something Rick would say.
She put a black man behind bars, man.
Ray Vaughn said it. Ray Vaughn makes hand signals.
Okay, so say your list again.
Bia.
Meg Thee Stallion.
No, that's him.
He only had. They had one person.
Yeah. That's right. That was him. Yeah. He's like, no.
I'll
keep going. Ray Vaughn's like, I've got a list.
I'll keep going.
Yeah, please do. Give me a couple more.
I was scrolling through the TL the other day, and Maya post popped up.
Yes. The Sade fucking, yeah.
Let me tell you.
Her and Ashanti have not aged at all. Like, just fucking, and maybe they actually look better now.
When my parents brought Maya and them up here for that R&B concert.
Oh, that's right.
And I met her.
Oh, man, so you got to meet her? Just bricked up.
Gorgeous.
Oh, man. Did he meet her?
Let me tell you, I don't think I've met someone that smelled better yet.
Oh, man. That's right, I forgot she came up here. Dang. Well, there's our year-end list, boys. That's what we got. I got a couple other little fucking individual awards. I'm going to give it on to the blog later. Yeah.
My favorite verse was Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Verses. That's right.
That song with him and Tyga.
Brand new.
Yeah. That's my favorite verse.
Okay. I got Lil Wayne on my list, too. His verse on Nas's Never Die. He fucking kills it. I got Andre 3000's verse on Scientists and Engineers off Killer Mike Shit. Spitta's verse on Screens Fallen. Kamaya's verse on Champagne Tears. And Lloyd Banks' verse on LSD. Those are my favorite rap verses. I forgot to totally fucking skip that whole fucking list.
Lloyd
Shit.
Banks. Oh my god, dude.
I know. He's fucking killing it in 2023. You wouldn't know.
Helen, book him already.
Hey, I got a bonus question for you. This one wasn't on the list. Out of all the young acts here in Alaska, the new ones, the ones that have just come out this last year, who do you guys look at? Who are you guys the most excited about? Who do you guys see that has the most potential? I think it's Tragedy. But I also see a lot of potential in Six Star. I think Six Star, if they continue to do what they're doing, they're going to just get more refined and more polished. But out of all the new acts, and I'm excited about a lot of them, and I want to give a shout out to Sean Hemp because he's the one that's doing the shows. If I'm doing my Tubby and Friends shit, if you're already kind of somewhat established, I'm not even thinking about you. So what he's doing is he's bringing, especially for us older guys that are kind of looking at it, like he's kind of giving a showcase. That's what he calls it, a showcase, right? So it's dope. So out of all these guys that have been doing it, Six Star and Tragedy are the ones I'm excited about.
Mm.
What about you guys?
I got those two, and then I got Balin. Like, I like him a lot. Yep. Zach London, I like. He's got two songs that I fucking know all the words to. I love it.
I went down the Zach London rabbit hole the other day.
Yeah,
I like even how he does all the artwork. He's got that little theme, like he does the very like the anime type style, and it's kind of got a. It all has a flow to it, you know what I mean? So I even told him that the other day. I was like, the way your approach is on how you're presenting it. Yeah, I know. He's dope. Very talented.
And then Baby Bill, I get excited when I see him perform just because I seen him perform in the summer, but then he hasn't been at a lot of the showcases.
Right.
So, like, if I do get to see him, it's dope. And then, Six Star, you know, they name drop me. So, like, it's just so fun.
Yeah. Mr. Sean Hemp, obviously you see, you deal with all these guys. Is there a particular act that you're excited about when they get on stage and perform?
Right now, you know, I think Flow Lounge as a collective, yeah, like when they get on stage, I think they bring some of the most energy.
Yep, and it's getting more and more hyphy with each time.
Yeah. Just in general, though, like it'd be nice to see more of the local rappers like take performing a set more serious.
Yes, sir.
Not to say that some of them don't.
Yes, sir.
But it's like I told one of the other newer guys the other day, I was like, bro, imagine if you like played basketball and you just went to the gym once every 3 weeks to put up shots for 15 minutes.
Right.
Like the first 5 to 10 minutes, bro, you're just gonna be fucking throwing shit at the rim, and like you might make one out of every few, but like that's how you sound when you're rapping for the first 10 minutes out of your 15 minute set.
Yep.
And then finally, like maybe you catch it and you're rapping and you know you're fucking crushing shit for the last 5 minutes, but like you just wasted 10 minutes.
Yep. That's a very good way to describe it.
For like if you're practicing, you're like doing your shit week in and week out, even if it is 10, 20, 30 minutes a day in your fucking mirror in your bedroom or whatever.
Yep.
Like it helps and it gets you comfortable to where like I think a lot of them don't see how like that preparation can help their performance be better on the day of.
Yep, for sure.
A lot of people just want to come in and wing it. So I've been having that conversation with a lot of people, but watching some of the people get better like time after time. I think like Rick said, Balin, he's been dope. Los Ripley Baby has come in. He's been dope. But a lot of them, I just think it's some of the smaller details, like having your music mixed and mastered.
Yep.
So that way your vocals aren't blaring. So that way when you're trying to rap over your vocals, you're not like screaming on the mic.
Yep, for sure.
Just having shit like that. Following directions when people like Tubby or myself or like these other companies tell you like they need your set list by a certain day or a certain time.
Yes, that's a big one.
My bro, I had like 5 people send me this shit the day. I hate that shit, bro.
It's so funny. Like, and then the thing I like and respect what he does, this motherfucker will get in the group chat with everybody and he just lets it be known, right? And just very blunt about it, right? But this motherfucker, because I've been there, right? So I know this motherfucker's like, these motherfuckers, I'm checking my inbox. I don't see these fucking goddamn sets. Yeah. Oh, I know, dog. I'm so to read that shit like, but yeah, no, the way you stay on their fucking helmet about it.
Well, it's like motherfuckers think that you just operate on their time.
Yep.
Like, that's not what I'm here for. That's not what I'm on.
That's, goddamn.
Yeah. And I would have had them on my list, but Cody Banks to me isn't like a new young guy.
Right, right.
I guess my first time seeing him perform was at the Pilo show this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a bunch of the newer guys I've met this year through the van shows. I think Cody, their whole energy that they bring is good. Mm-hmm. I think J. Crew and Cody have some polishing to do as rappers, just their flow on songs, right? They're good. J. Crew is the newest one. He needs the most refining. Cody is good. Cody's got the aesthetic and the whole style.
The crowd interaction.
He just needs to polish up on his. Tragedy, out of the three, as far as just raw technically rapping, Tragedy seems to be the one that's the most polished. And Tragedy's like gutter, weird, trashy image that can work in his favor with the music that he does, right? So I think out of those, but all three of them together, like they can be like a rap group.
Yeah.
And, but J. Crew, I think he needs to be recording as much as possible, even if just at home. Because, and he says, right, he's the newest one, and and same thing with Six Star. I love Six Star. I feel like they've got some polishing to do on their music too, and that just comes with them doing it more. It's not no knock against them, right? Brother Buffalo, same way. You listen to Brother Buffalo's first tape, you listen to it now, clear, and it should be that way. It should always. So it's not a knock against them, but I feel like those guys. So like even with this compilation, I can send something to Chose. I could send something to Garrett and we're just going to knock it out. There's certain people like Cody. Who else were we just talking about just now? J. Crew.
Oh yeah.
Where I'm going to be some on some Puff Daddy shit where I'm going to be like, yo, you might have to do the verse fucking 50 times until I'm like, that's one. Because what I'm gonna, now that I'm recording, it's like I'm nitpicky because I'm nitpicky with my own shit. I'll do the same 4 bars, I'll do 8 takes and 10 takes to get it right. And so it's like a lot of the younger guys, they just like said on some cool shit, I'm just gonna come here and just wing my verse. No, man, like you're gonna record that verse fucking as many until it sounds polished, right? Because I think a lot of the songs with them, they're just not doing the verse multiple times. They probably recorded that take 4 or 5 times and was like, that's good, right? It's like, no, dude, make that shit super. With Tragedy, his is more in pocket already. J. Crew, I think, needs like a little bit of guidance with that, and I think Cody does too. But when they all three of them get it dialed in, which they will, because they're going to keep just like Brother Buffalo, they're going to stay active, and it'll get to a point where they will go back and they will get rid of some of these older songs. Watch this. We all do it. You get really good. You listen back to the old stuff. You're like, fuck, and you take it off, right? Watch. I make a prediction. You know that big long ass fucking lounging playlist that they got.
Yeah.
Some of those songs, not that you know they're good, but as they get more polished, they're gonna take. We all do it, right? So I think it's cool to see how they're doing it. 6 Star, super polished on stage. Mm-hmm. They just need to record more music, and I think 6 Star also makes a style of music where it's not as digestible as like Flow Lounge's shit. 6 Star makes like white boy rap. Right, like that's the like Valley Boy type, like on some Eminem type shit, which is dope. And there's a whole demographic for that, you know what I mean? So, the thing about 6 Star is they kind of got their own lane, really. And then the thing about Live from the North, those guys technically really good as like MCs, but they're almost like underground.
Yeah, right? Like which, indie.
Yeah, super indie, which is it's hard to have a lane for that particularly here, but that's a cool thing about the Vans thing, even that photo with all of us together. It's like there's so many wide range of style of artists, but everyone's there. It's fucking dope.
Yeah,
man.
I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
Rayvon. You're the young artist that you
I was like, what was the question? Yeah, I was like, who are you most out of the new acts? Who do you like the most? Who's you most excited about?
I got Flow Lounge, 6 Star for sure. Not necessarily new, but I think I'm just picking up on Good Love.
On who?
Good Low.
Good Low.
Wow, that's another one. Yep, Good Low. Obviously, like I've only heard. There's 3 records that I've heard from her, right? But that first one that she's got the video for, that song is one of my favorite. I actually should have probably put that on my list for local songs because that's a good one. And then the Right Hook Freestyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right Hook Freestyle is fucking dope. So yeah,
after the Homecoming show last week, I just typed her name in the Apple Music. I already had one of her projects. I just clicked at some point and added it in there.
Yeah, Dante said that he's been making beats for her for a while.
Yeah, no, I met her at Dante's, like, around the time I Miss You.
Yeah.
Like, when I was first doing videos with Jay Simmons.
Right. How old? She's what? Early
20s?
20. Okay. Yeah, no, she's done. And, you know, she's got her own style. She's got her own lane. And honestly, like, with Dante, doing the if he's doing the beats and doing the post-mix stuff, yeah, she's dope. I make my little jokes about she's adorable, whatever, but she's fucking tight.
Yeah.
And, like I was saying, we need more female rappers. You know what I mean? So, that's tight. Fuck yeah, man. Do you get the little fucking off the music question? Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions for 2024? I'm cutting Taco Bell out for the whole year. I'm gonna cut out all fast food for the whole year. I'm saying it on record.
Cap.
I'm doing it.
Cap.
I even told YM.
What's the penalty?
Let's make a penalty. Yeah,
let's talk about the penalty here because I'm calling Cap all the way.
So YM, I made a bet with my daughter. She said that every time I cave and get Taco Bell, I got to give her $20, right? But here's the thing: I'm not gonna cave. I'm doing some mental discipline shit. I feel like I've been lacking mental discipline the last year or two, and I was just like, man, I've been eating a lot of Taco Bell, and I'm getting older. I shouldn't be eating that shit, right?
Yeah.
And so I told Yeely, I was like, okay, I was like 2024, I'm not gonna eat any fast food, right? And so she made me. I pinky promised her. Yeah. So I'm like, now I gotta fucking, right? But that's my New Year's resolution. I'm not only that, I'm cutting out coffee. I'm cutting out and done with coffee. I'm gonna go to Vegas and see Johnny this weekend. When I come back, no more coffee. No more coffee hut coffee. No more making coffee at home. I drink coffee every fucking morning. And for some weird reason, I got like a dependency. I wake up, and for whatever reason, I can't get a coffee. I'm like pouty about it. Like I get like irritable. Right, and I'm like, oh, like you're like fucking mentally dependent on coffee. I don't like that. So I told myself 2024, I'm going to go the whole year, no coffee either.
Damn.
Those are my New Year's resolutions, boys. I'm saying it here on air.
Yeah.
You guys got any? Rick Beal, maybe get your work done in more time than you know.
Okay.
Commit to business deals and follow through, maybe? Just a suggestion, motherfucker.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Sean Hemp, any New Year's resolutions, any goals for 2024?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea, man. DJ some more.
Yep.
Obviously. I feel like DJ more places.
But other than that, like, it'd be nice not to have to work a 9-to-5.
For sure.
But we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
So.
You plan on keep doing the North by Northwest thing throughout the next year?
Yeah, as long as Vans keeps hitting me up and letting me do my shit, then I'm all for it. But getting to a point where a lot of motherfuckers are asking to get on and do this shit. And that last one where I had like 20 acts, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't my man do had that
a
fucking, again.
Yeah, I was going to say, my man had a mini festival in that bitch.
I can't do that again. If I do, it needs to be at a bigger spot where I can charge like at least $10. Like, that was worth $10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I think maybe that's the thing that we need to start focusing on is finding you more venues. Because
my resolution is to quit supporting people who don't support me.
You heard me?
I'm tired of that shit.
Hell yeah. Facts. Mr. Ray Vaughn, any New Year's resolutions, any goals as we go into the new year, sir?
Do more work with videography. Probably try to get me my first music video out.
Okay.
Travel a lot more. Get in shape.
We're going to go do Oregon Trail, Oregon Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, fucking, yeah, we got plans for that this year. Yeah, I think it'd be dope to just fucking just go mob down. I've done it with my dad. Just go down the whole Oregon coast. Just fucking just drive. Take your tattoo. It's so fucking dope.
Well, I got a stupid work discount on rentals with Avis.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Off like 80%.
Oh, no shit. Oh, yeah.
I just be cruising everywhere I go.
That's it, boys. I don't think we're going to do any fucking randoms because that fucking album's fucking 3 hours long. But before we get off the air, any shout-outs? Any fuck yous, anybody, before we go? You know the typical. Sean him going through the charcuterie board he brought over. I'm about to murder that here in about 5 minutes. Mr. Ray Vaughn, you got any shout-outs? Any fuck yous to anybody? No. Where people can find you? Where can they find your work?
You can find me on most social medias as Dirt Dog Ray.
Dirt Dog Ray. Or
Ray Reed Photography. Book with me, I got you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say shout out to Brother Buffalo.
Shout to Bro Buff.
The tour that we did this year was
hell yeah,
fucking amazing. So.
Fuck yeah, the things that you guys have been doing is fucking. You guys will have that shit forever, man. It's history.
Yeah,
the fucking little the video vlogs and all that shit. It's fucking dope, man. Yeah, you guys are fucking. You got your foot on the necks, man. Killing the game, bro.
Yeah. This next one is Forest Fair and Valdez.
Oh, nice, Redwood. Nice. How many parts do you guys got?
Right now I'm breaking it into 3 towns per episode. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Except Sundown was like its own thing.
Yeah.
Because they had multiple performances and all the homies. And then I'm also doing one. It's like a.
Well, how many episodes?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, you're just going to go until...
I'm just going until we get to the end.
Yeah.
And I'm also making...
I'm sure you got hours worth of footage with them, though, huh?
Oh, fucking days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because it's like the shows plus like the vloggy shit of the whole trip, the planes, fucking...
Right.
Kicking it at the Airbnbs with 12 motherfuckers.
That's one thing I want to see more of, like, in the last Sundown one.
Yeah.
Just like mainly like all performance footage.
Right. Yeah.
There wasn't much
left. Yeah, well, so Sundown, I didn't want to run out of memory or for my cameras to die and not be able to get footage of the shows.
Right.
But like the Girdwood one, it's like when we all hit the Marty missile, we're all partying and shit. There's a lot of vloggy shit in there. And then like Ketchikan, Juno, there's a lot of vloggy shit in those ones too. And then I'm also doing Mad because I was in the studio with them when they made it. So I'm doing like a little making of Mad
type. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Mr. Sean Hemp, fuck yous, shout outs, goals and dreams, whatever. Can I ask you a question on air? Are we going to get a Barely Blunt compilation in 2024?
I don't know. We'll see.
I know we've talked about it. I think that's something you should do. I think a Barely Blunt compilation would be fucking dope. A compilation, maybe like a limited hoodie, t-shirt to go with the album, a Barely Blunt bundle package.
I was thinking more like along the lines of just like starting a management group.
Yep. Hell yeah.
And helping out these artists because This shit is a headache for some people.
Yep.
And damn, some stomach growling.
That's crazy. Rick.
Thought his stomach was growling for racism. That's crazy. But yeah, I think that might be the move. I don't know, because there's just like three groups that I fuck with that I feel like could benefit from it. But other than that, I mean, not really any fuck yous to anyone.
Right, right.
I mean, everyone who's got a fuck you, they know it's right there on the forehead, so no need to really say it. But yeah, shout out to the homies. Shout out to everyone who's fucking with the North by Northwest shows. Shout out to Vans for letting me do the shows. What else? Yeah, that's what I got.
So, last year, when we did this episode, he and I think Brother Buffalo was here and Kohler were here, and they were telling me that I need to start doing a visual for the show. Mm. And I have you two here. So, now that I've got, I think the mic cut off, the power cut off when I was about to say that I've got an album out, and then I'm going to do a compilation. And I'm going to work super active musically this year up until sundown. But my another main goal this year is to start doing a visual show here in the War Room. I don't know if we're going to make it be the Scarface Tubby show, the visual of the show. Or I thought it would be kind of cool to make like a YouTube show where it's like the show is taping us doing the pod. So it's not necessarily like the visual version of the podcast. It's almost like a behind the scenes, right? We're doing the pod, but then I also put up a YouTube of a crew sitting in videotaping it. And so I want to talk to you two about it, and I can even do it with both of you. I could do one with him. What I want to do is, I'm thinking here, maybe in a month I'll do a episode. We'll bring the boys, we'll get Brother Buffalo in here. And then we just have, I don't want to do the fucking set cameras up. I want it almost kind of like the way I kind of picture in my mind is like The Office. So it's like there's somebody in the room just with a camera, just holding a camera while we're just in here getting high, being fucking stupid. Kind of like the other night when we were in here partying, right?
Yeah.
Just like kind of like that. I think that would be, because we can't do a YouTube version of the show because we're playing copyrighted music. Mm. So it would be like the Joe Budden shit on YouTube where you don't hear the music, you just hear this. That's cool, but instead we can do the podcast, but it's also you and somebody, whoever the camera person is, right? Mm-hmm. And what I think is, depending on how much it would cost me to have that done, we can start off with doing like one episode a month, right? Mm-hmm. If I do 3 or 4 episodes a month, depending on how much it costs and how long it takes to do it, right? Maybe do like 1 episode a month, 2 episodes a month, and just start building it up like that. So not only is it the Scarface Tubby Show, the podcast, the show, the YouTube show could be something named completely different, Live from the War Room or something like that. Mm. And the show is behind the scenes of the Scarface Tubby Show podcast.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I was, because for the longest, that was been my kind of my struggles, like, how am I going to do a YouTube version of this show when we're listening to albums? But it's like, we do so much other dumb shit in here while we're potting, right?
Yeah.
Getting up, walking out, the boys are, we're smoking, we're eating, right? Just that in itself, we could do a podcast episode, but we could make the YouTube episodes could be fucking 10, 15 minutes, the best shit of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to do that, and I want to incorporate you guys, so that's something we'll talk about off the air, but 2024, that's one of my goals, is we're going to bring this thing that we do here, we're going to bring it to the fucking big screen.
Yes, sir.
Rick Beal, did you tell these people where they can find your shit?
At Rick Beal 3 on Instagram, Rick Beal Media on YouTube, and then if you search Directed by Rick Beal on YouTube, a lot of the artists post on their own YouTube pages for music videos, so if you just search Directed by Rick Beal, you should see all the videos there.
Damn, I really hate this guy.
This fucking dude. Sean Hemp, did you tell people where they could find you, find your product, find the brand?
Sean Hemp _ 1_, not 2. Not the one that says backup page. Sean Hemp underscore. I'm Shadowban on Instagram.
That's another episode of the Scarface Tubby Show. This will be the first episode of 2024. So for those that are listening, Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Can I get a hey? Tub life.